Welcome to Growing Community Connections, a new podcast series that highlights the collaborative spirit of our community and the immeasurable impact that working collectively has on our children, families, and the entire community. I'm Joanne Gieselman, and I have the joy of not only hosting this wonderful series, but living this work each and every day as the director of Growing Community Connections, a network that uses collective impact to reach across state lines, break down organizational barriers, and improve the lives of all who call Siouxland home. The work of Growing Community Connections is both essential and rewarding, but it's not easy, and certainly not a job one person or one organization can do alone. Community Connections will feature the organizations and initiatives that embody this spirit of working collaboratively to build stronger families and a stronger community. Our first podcast features Erica De Leon, the director of One Siouxland, a multi-sector, collective impact initiative that works to fill the gaps and build the connections newcomer communities need to first connect and eventually thrive. Working with national research partners, they dug into the data about our newcomer populations to identify positive trends, concerning gaps, and opportunities to make an impact. From there, Erica and her collective impact teams developed a roadmap and got to work. Erica and I have now joined forces to lead the advancement work of Source for Siouxland, an initiative that has, at its core, the very data needed to inform and support collaborative decision-making. In this podcast, Erica shares about a transformative time in our community just 3 years ago when data sparked a movement that brought national accolades to Siouxland, but more importantly, brought together a team of 70 partners from every sector to impact the future of our community. Let's listen to her story.
The Sioux City School District took what seemed like a huge risk a few years ago. No, they weren't having to decide whether to wear face masks or have in-person school. This was 2017, back when a huge risk was airing dirty laundry. Dirty laundry that questioned the successfulness of preschools, of all things. We all know a job requirement to be a preschool teacher is the heart of gold and the patience of a saint. So how could we even consider that they were not succeeding in their work? Not to mention the investments the school district, families, nonprofits, businesses, and many more had made into early childhood learning. It simply couldn't be the problem, could it? I was in that room 3 years ago, watching Dr. Kim Bryonic very humbly and a little hesitantly tell a full house at a comprehensive strategy data meeting that only 44% of incoming kindergartners had the basic skills to be successful in kindergarten, even if they had preschool experience. That means less than half were starting out behind, even when they had been in certified preschool programs. Not a big deal, right? That's what kindergarten is for? Yeah, tell that to the kindergarten teachers who each have 23 5-year-olds, ranging from almost reading to unable to recognize their own names, follow directions, or even wash their hands. How do you teach that many? Keep them engaged? Manage behaviors, and have them all prepared for first grade and beyond in just 9 short months so that they don't continue to be behind their peers? And why wasn't preschool more effective when our community has focused on expanding access to and the quality of 4-year-old preschool for over a decade? Well, that's where the data comes in and is so important to effective community planning. It turns out our preschools were, and are, doing a very good job, and kids who have preschool experiences do progress. In fact, we discovered that before preschool, just 17% of Siouxland kids have the basic skills appropriate to their age. So that means the problem starts even earlier, way back when these sweet little preschoolers were just babies and toddlers. Now don't get me wrong, our schools aren't expecting babies to be learning the alphabet. But their little brains are learning a lot, as it turns out. In fact, 80% of a child's brain is developed by age 3. Let me say that again. 80% of a child's brain is developed by age 3. Those very early years are when the brain is making billions of neural connections that will eventually support more advanced learning. If those pathways are not made, learning at a later age can be much more difficult. So how are these brain-building connections made? Well, thankfully, in lots of ways. Proper diet and exercise and nurturing affection, positive interactions with parents, siblings, caregivers, and others all stimulate a baby's brain to develop more neurons, preparing her little brain to receive, process, and retain information as she grows. In practical words, that means talking, playing, reading, and singing with babies from infancy in any language, and regardless of the parents' or the caregiver's educational level or socioeconomic status. Talking, playing, reading, and singing have perhaps the greatest impact on a child's brain development and future ability to retain and process information. That's it. Talk, play, read, sing. So now what? We used the data to identify the root cause and even had an easy solution to improve the gap Dr. Bionic brought to light. But what do you do with all of that knowledge to actually impact the data? How do you get a community of almost 180,000 that speak dozens of languages to hear the message and implement it with the babies in their lives? Well, that's the magic of collaboration. Remember the comprehensive strategy data meeting where this data was first discussed? Well, CAP Strategy became more than just a data hub that day. It became the catalyst for a collaborative effort of over 70 of its community partners to develop the 0 to 3 Prime Age to Engage initiative. The group developed 5 teams that each impact an aspect of sharing this valuable, vital information with the community. The first, the medical team, developed a toolkit to help pediatricians start conversations with parents about brain development, and then continued to supply these providers with both books and a prescription to read to share with babies and toddlers at their well-child visits. The Early Learning Environments team partners with programs where young children learn, including child cares, early Head Start programs, parks, and in-home visitation programs, to reiterate the importance of 0 to 3 early learning. They also made a legal toolkit to share with family law attorneys and courts who are interacting with parents and young children. The Early Literacy team secured the support of the local Carpenters Union to build and deliver bookshelves to organizations and lobbies where children often are, and teams up with Siouxland Cares, the Mayor's Youth Commission, D2 Worldwide, and the United Way of Siouxland to keep the shelves full of books. The Ready for K team hosts on-site sessions at local elementary schools that provide parents and caregivers tools to optimize their preschoolers' learning and development. And finally, the media and community outreach team launched the 0 to 3 initiative in the summer of 2018 with a press conference, billboards, public service announcements, YouTube how-to videos, and multilingual brochures that reinforce the power of talking, playing, reading, and singing with infants and toddlers. In 2019, the 0 to 3 initiative received a National Pacesetter Award for collaboration from the Campaign for Grade Level Reading. Of the other community literacy initiatives receiving awards, 0 to 3 was the only one operating almost entirely off the in-kind collaborative efforts of the partners, a true testament to our community's commitment to providing the best possible opportunities to our children, even when resources are limited. More than 2 years after launching the initiative, partners continue to identify and implement new ways to reach more families. I still think back to that day in 2017 when I could not believe the risk this new assistant superintendent was taking in sharing the shocking data she laid out for us. However, had it not been for her brutal honesty and a belief that the community could help, our children and our community would continue to struggle. And now I get to be part of this and the other work of Source for Siouxland and its partners. This community planning initiative grew out of comprehensive strategy, which has gathered, analyzed, and shared data in Siouxland for nearly 30 years. Source for Siouxland takes and adds to that wealth of information, then pulls together stakeholders that are affected by or can impact the data to identify gaps, resources, and solutions that positively impact community data and Siouxland families. The 0 to 3 Prime Age to Engage initiative is just the beginning. We have so much more work to do in the areas of health, safety, economic stability, quality of life, and of course, education. We hope you'll join our community planning efforts, whether in action or in support, and ask you to visit sourceforsiouxland.com to learn more.
That was Erica De Leon of One Siouxland sharing about Source for Siouxland and Birth to Three, Prime Age to Engage. I'm Joanne Gieselman of Growing Community Connections. Join us again to hear more about the wonderful collaborations that strengthen our communities.